paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas mila. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how these concepts are tied into the bris mila. Shehu b'chinas hisgalus hamalchus. A bris mila is also an example of a revelation of the kingdom of Hashem. If you have the proper moihel at your bris mila, after he does the chituch, and after he does the priya, when he does the priya, he will announce, Nizgale ho'atora, the crown was revealed. As a result of doing the priya, the upper part of the aver is referred to as atora, a crown. And he announces, Nizgale ho'atora, the atora was revealed. This is the atora, Hashem's malchut, the kingdom, the melech has been revealed. Ki bris hu bechinas malchus ki yodua. Because bris is malchus, as is known. Now, all of us major league Kabbalists here are going to jump out of our chairs and say, what are you talking about? Everybody knows that bris is yesoid. The answer is that the Tikkuni Zohar says that the bris, the aver itself, is yesoid. The upper part, the what's called the atora, atora means crown, the crown of the bris is malchus. So that the bris represents both yesoid and malchus. The upper part is the malchus. And that's what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to here. The ikar hamilo hile galoi soatora. The main goal in the bris mila is the objective, the grand finale is the revelation of the atora. She b'chinas malchus ki adua. Atora means crown, which is malchus, as is known. Ki ho orlo hi choifa ala bris koidish. Because the orlo covers over the bris, the holy bris. V'ikro ha'orla ha'choyf ala bris koydesh, hinem sheches mebechinas orla slave, shehu tipshes ha'lev. And the main spiritual orla, that not, we're not talking about the physical skin now, now we're talking spirituality. The spiritual tuma that's covering the bris is coming from the orla slave, from the orla in the person's heart. Shehu tipshus halev, which means the foolishness in the heart, the yetzahara that's in the heart. Because through that foolishness in the heart, which we said is the spoilage of the creation, that's what messes up that vacant area in the heart, the einizgalin pulaitzut midasoivos, and it doesn't allow good things to happen, it doesn't allow good things to be revealed, it doesn't allow the midas toivos to be revealed. Shubachinas kilkulabriya, this is an example of harming the creation. That causes the malchus to be covered up and to be hidden, to go into hiding. Just like the Chumash says about the days before the coming of Moshiach, I will go into hiding, Hashem says. We know there's a concept of a revelation of Hashem, his galus hamalchus, and there's the hastara. Ki ikar his galus hamalchus holiday bechinas habriya. Because the main thing that reveals and broadcasts Hashem's malchus is the creation, the world. Hainu alidei his galus ha'oilomois v'amidois. When the worlds are being created and revealed, and the midois are being revealed, when there's chesed being revealed, and gvura, and netzach, and all of these things. Aval kishe'ein nizgalin hamidois v'oilomois. Whereas, when these midois and worlds are not being revealed, alidei shemekalkel sabriach ha'sushon, by the fact that the person is messing up the creation, how? By the foolishness in the heart, by introducing all kinds of bad thoughts, sinful thoughts, and idle thoughts, then Hashem's kingdom cannot be revealed. And then a tuma comes from this messed up heart, from this defective heart, there's a tumah that shoots out the choifa ala bris koidesh and covers up the bris koidesh, that aver, the bris that's supposed to be holy. Vehi bechinas ho'orlo dechafyo al bris. This is that orlo that hovers over and covers over the bris. Sha'al yodo neskase ho'atoro shala bris koidesh, which is what covers up that crown on the bris of the bris kodesh. Shehu bechinas malchus. A Torah is malchus. Dahainu sheniskase venisawe malchusai kavyochel. Meaning that Hashem's kingdom is covered up and hidden. Question. When we start a bris milah, the father of the baby, what's the first thing he does when they bring the baby into the shul? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusei Leilam Voed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech. What is that all about? His Galus Malchusei. That's all crowning Hashem, declaring the Malchus of Hashem. That's what the Bris Milah is all about, right? He's announcing what we're going to be doing here. We're doing his Galus HaMalchus. That's what this is all about. Kabolas Oil Malchus Shamayim. Shema is Rosh Hashanah. Oil Malchus Shamayim. That's what we're doing here. This is why we are instructed to cut away and remove that orla, and to open up and reveal the crown in order to destroy and eliminate this klipa, this tumah that covers it up, and does not allow us to reveal the Malchus of Hashem, so that we should, yes, be able to reveal the Malchus of Hashem. That, in fact, is the reason for the creation of all the worlds. All the worlds were created for one purpose. Malchus, to ein melech beloyam. Vezeh ha-tikun onu tzrichen la'asoyz dafka. And this tikun is dependent on us. This is something that Hashem can't do. It's dependent on us. Ki isa b'medrash, because it's brought in the medrash and medrash rabbah of Bereshis, chapter 11. Sheshoalu haminim, the apikursim, asked the rabbis, im hamila chaviva, if mila is so beloved by Hashem, if Hashem loves so much, that Bris Milah, lama lo nitna lo Adam Arishin? Why wasn't it given to Adam Arishin? Why did Hashem wait till Avram Avinu, 10 generations later, 20 generations later, to give Bris Milah? Uper shushom hamaforshim, the commentaries on the Medrash there explain, dahainu shehakushya lomon lo nivra ha'odam mohul. They explain there that the real question that they were asking there is, why wasn't man created circumcised? If this is the way Hashem likes a human being to look, why didn't he make us look that way? Umasik HaMedrash, and the Medrash concludes there, Shehatam, the reason for this is, Ki kol ma shenivra boilam tzorech tikun. Because the fact is, everything that Hashem created, He created incomplete. It's not just human beings. Everything Hashem did not finish the job. Hachitin, wheat, tzrichen litchoin, we have to grind them and put them through all process after process after process to get to the finished product, to get to bread or cake. Af ha'odom tzorich tikun. Just like everything else in the world was created incomplete, so too man was created incomplete and requires tikun. So Rav Nosson Zal says, but 1 second, I still have the problem. And this is the issue that I want to address. Why did Hashem allow this to come forth from him, to create man, and so to everything else in this world, incomplete, so that we have to go in there and we have to fix up everything, we have to finish the job? Hashem certainly could have created everything 100% complete, shouldn't require any effort on our, anything on our part. But based on what we learned earlier, that the reason for removing the orla is to reveal the malchus of Hashem. That must be done through us. This is where all the Zohar Kodesh, everybody explains that every other attribute, chachma, gevura, Hashem doesn't need anybody else. Malchus, ein melech beloyam. Melech, if I walk into a room and there's nobody there and I say, I'm king, I'm nuts. Because king over who? Mm. King over yourself? What are you talking about? Kingdom means I have authority over somebody. I'm a mayor. I rule over a city. I'm a governor. I rule over a state. I'm a king. I rule over a country. Kingdom has to be over somebody. So the malchus of Hashem is dependent on us. It's our accepting Hashem's authority over us. That's what declares him as king. That's what... Ki ikaru ha'orlo nimsheches mibchinas orla slev, tipshus halev. Because this orla on the bris kodesh really originates and draws its tumah from the orla slev, the foolishness in the heart. Shaydezen is stamtein v'neskalkel chol halev. That's what messes up that cholol in the heart. Shubchinas cholol aponui, which corresponds to that vacant space that Hashem had to make when He first created the world. Umishom nishavu haklipois, and that's what generates the klipois, the forces of tumah. Sheheim ma'alimim malchusei yisborach. Their job is to hide and cover up the kingdom of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas orla dechafya bris, just like the orla that covers the crown on the bris, the ator on the bris. Ve'ikar orla salev tipshu salev nasal yidei shviras kelim. Now the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, all of those forum explain that this Orla slave, Tipshah slave, these klipos, this Tumah, this Sitra Achra, this Yetzahara, came about as a result of Shviras Kelim, as a result of a certain bursting of vessels that took place when Hashem first created the world. Shebo al yedei ribuy or kiyadua, which was brought about by the fact that there was too much light. The light was too great for the vessels to be able to handle, so they burst. Kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Umishom hishavus haklipois, and that's what resulted in the klipois, Shehem b'chinas ksilus, v'tipshus, who are synonymous with foolishness. Vazai chozar ho'er l'sharoshe l'b'chinas ein soif, and when those vessels break, they couldn't contain the light, and they burst, that light went back up. It went back up to Ein Sof, to a state of infinite, to a state of unformatted. It was not in any vessels. Vazai nisharu akelim b'loichius. And then the vessels were left without light, without life. Vazai nistamteim cholol alev. And then that cholol got messed up. Kayadua, again, as is known in Sforim, umuvan kolz kayadua umuvan kolze liyoide chen, as is known by those who are knowledgeable in the chokhmas hanistar, the secrets of Kabbalah. Vaideze kaviochol nesalim bechinas hamalchus, and this is what caused the malchus, the kingdom, to be covered up. This is what caused Hashem to disappear, sort of, to take on such a low profile where most people in the world today don't know that there's a shit. They don't know that there's a king. They don't know there's anybody in charge. They think it's all just free. This is also tied into Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shezeh b'chinas shehichnis tipshus balev. This was an example of him introducing foolishness into his heart. Because the Gemara, the Torah, teaches us that eating properly, when a person eats bread, which is called brain food, that satisfies the heart, that satiates the heart. Ki pita sa'ado deliba, the Gemara says. Bread is su'uda for the heart. It sustains the heart. It supports the heart. It nourishes the heart. It strengthens the heart. When a person eats properly, holy, and pure, he's thereby bringing knowledge and intelligence into his heart. As the Pasuk says, he ate and drank, and it improved his heart. That's the concept of being mesakein the creation. And the opposite, kishoichlin shaloi b'kedusha, when a person eats improperly, when his eating is going against the command of Hashem, mikol shkein dvar isur chas v'shalom, especially if the person eats something that's forbidden, azay nichnas tipshus b'lev, that person is bringing foolishness into his heart, v'nitamtem cholol halev, and he's stuffing up, he's messing up that vacant area in the heart. Ki hachochmo shebelev hu kefi hu achila, kemuvo divrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos. Because the intelligence in the heart of a person is affected in a major way by what the person eats, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's words in many places. The Gemara says, a rabbi once asked another rabbi a question. He said to him, sorry, I can't give you the answer. I haven't eaten meat today. Come back to me tomorrow after I've eaten bisra datura, I'll have the answer for you. And again, we know that a judge is not allowed to investigate, not allowed to analyze a judgment if he's drunk, if he drinks to excess. So we see that the food and drink can have major effect on expanding a person's consciousness, or the opposite, chas v'shalom. V'alkein, etzlachilas dvorim tmeim daiko, shom nemar ze hamikro v'nitmeisem bom. That's why in this week's Parsha, Parsha Sachrei Mois Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, when it speaks about eating unkosher foods, it says, V'nit mesem bom. V'dosh Rabbi Senuzal, the Gemara says, Al tikri v'nit mesem, ela v'nitamtem. Your hearts are going to become metumtum, stuffed up. Your hearts are going to become, you know, totally messed up. Ki achila shiloi b'kedusha, because when a person eats without proper holiness, and how much more so if the person eats unkosher things, things that are mamish unkosher, he thereby damages and makes defective that area in the heart where all of this creation is supposed to take place. He's introducing foolishness into his heart, which is this term orla slave that's used in the Torah.